Miami 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Sniffing around the U.S. Air Force Association show in Washington, D.C., the Dooline caught whisperings that Boeing and Saab may be close to announcing an offer to the USAF's long-anticipated TX trainer need, based around the Swedish firm's Gripen fighter. Interesting idea, especially with Gripen's low acquisition and operating costs. But can it fly? Just maybe. Saab has been working on carrier versions, so it might be the ticket for a joint type for the Air Force and Navy. Hyperbola, meanwhile, reflects on musings that NASA's SLS Space Launch System, already the world's biggest ever rocket if it gets built, would be too small for manned Moon or Mars missions. Not boasting, of course, but Hyperbola has long suggested that a 200-ton class launch vehicle would be needed, because the alternative is dual launches. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Qatar Airways is growing frustrated by the ongoing teething problems being suffered by its 787 fleet, warning Boeing that future orders could be in doubt unless remedies are quickly found. The Doha-based airline has firm orders for 30 787s, of which 6 have been delivered, and holds 30 additional purchase rights. It aims to take all its 30 firm orders as 787-8s and is considering firming up the purchase rights as the larger Dash 9 variant. But Chief Executive Akbar Al-Bakr says this will depend on how quickly Boeing can address the frustrations with its in-service fleet. The outspoken CEO, who has previously been critical of problems with the airline's 787s, says there are still issues, and Boeing is aware of that, and they need to resolve these issues very quickly because Qatar Airways is getting very frustrated with them. Ground testing is underway of an all-new jet-powered tactical strike aircraft designed to perform lower-threat battlefield and homeland security missions, pitched at cash-strapped militaries across the globe. Cessna parent Textron has teamed with Airland Enterprises, forming a joint venture, Textron Airland, to develop the Scorpion, with first flight anticipated later this year. Development work on the program started in January 2012, with the aiming building the world's most affordable tactical jet aircraft, says Textron Chairman and Chief Executive Scott Donnelly. After months of delays and buildup, Bombardier's first C-Series flight test vehicle has finally lifted off, departing runway 06 around 9:55 on a cool morning at Montreal's Mirabel Airport. A crowd of hundreds of mostly Bombardier employees gathered along the runway and cheered as the aircraft became airborne, its Pratt & Whitney PW1500G geared turbofan engines nearly inaudible from a few hundred feet away. It's exciting for everybody now because they can see the product and they can see the growth coming in terms of employment for all of us, says Pierre Boisdin, Bombardier chief executive. The first 787-9 landed at Boeing Field in Seattle after a 5-hour, 15-minute maiden flight. Flight number BOE-001 landed on runway 13R at 16:18 local time after spending most of its flight above eastern Washington state. It took off from Payne Field in Everett, Washington at 11:03 local time. The aircraft spent most of the flight around 1,500 feet, but flew as high as 20,400 feet. Airspeed stayed largely between 200 knots and 300 knots during the flight. However, it sped up to as much as 366 knots. Thai Airways has removed the Airbus A330-300 involved in a landing accident at Bangkok Suvarnabhumi Airport on September 8th, which may have been caused by a defective landing gear component. The aircraft, registered HSTEF, came off runway 19L at Suvarnabhumi upon landing after one of its landing gear bogies collapsed, causing damage to the engines. The stricken aircraft obstructed the runway, restricting the usable length of the runway to 2,000 meters and causing delays to a number of flights.